With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's word today that Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman has been hospitalized after a fall near his home. Staff say he fell while walking the dog and sustained some injuries to his face, and that he was hospitalized, in their words, out of an abundance of caution. Federal agencies reopening today and furloughed workers returning to their jobs while back pay begins rolling out later this week. President Trump was angry at Democrats last night. He signed a bill to reopen the government.
They deprived more than 1 million government workers from their paychecks and cut off food stamp benefits for millions and millions more Americans in need. They caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid.
And he also repeated his call for Republicans to use their majority to end the Senate filibuster so Democrats cannot shut down the government again. Ed Donahue reports life is just starting to get back to normal for many.
Offices are open the day after President Trump signed a spending bill ending the government shutdown. In Atlanta, retired worker Steve Monroe was outside CDC headquarters.
Public health is very important, and the job they're doing is important.
At the White House, economic advisor Kevin Hassett was asked about the shutdown's economic impact.
Our Council of Economic Advisors said that it cost about $15 billion a week.
The bill signed by the president ensures back pay for federal workers and reverses dismissals. I'm Ed Donahue.
A small rise in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.24%. This is the second weekly increase after four straight declines. The average rate remains near its lowest level in more than a year. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July, ahead of a Federal Reserve rate cut in September and October. The central bank doesn't set mortgage rates, but its actions are one of the factors that influence their trajectory. I'm Alex Vega.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 700 points. This is SRN News. Collegiate pickleball players want to observe the Sabbath.
You might have thought the sport was just for senior citizens, but young people like it too, and leagues have developed within the ranks of America's colleges, and now there's a problem. The final day of many pickleball tournaments falls on a Sunday, and Christians and some other players of faith find it's cutting into their worship time. Now 1,600 of them have signed a petition to the major pickleball governing bodies urging them not to schedule tournaments on Sundays. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Virginia transportation security officer is accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy that bars men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on actual women. The Transportation Security Administration enacted the policy in February to comply with President Trump's executive order that declares two unchangeable sexes, male and female. A transgender officer at Dulles International Airport in Virginia alleges that the policy is discriminatory. This is SRN News. Authorities in Oklahoma say a leaking tanker truck spewed a hazardous gas in a hotel parking lot overnight. We get an update from correspondent Donna Warder.
A tanker truck parked in a hotel parking lot began leaking anhydrous ammonia gas. Anhydrous ammonia is used as fertilizer, but can burn people in its liquid or gaseous form. People nearby were evacuated, others were told to shelter in place, and several dozen people were taken to the hospital for difficulty breathing. At a news conference carried by KFOR, Weatherford Police Chief Angelo Orfici says the gas has dissipated, enough for people to return home.
The shelter in place has been lifted.
Four people in critical condition were transferred to other hospitals for further treatment. I'm Donna Warder.
And here are the numbers on Wall Street. The Dow down 696, the NASDAQ up 534, and the S&P 500 down 108 points. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.